These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
Happy birthday to Wheeze.
Happy birthday to Wheeze.
Currently have the pair of Bombas on that I got from Sheetz. No, it wasn't. Duh. Oh, wait. No. We've gotten two unofficial sponsor products. And they weren't from the same company. I don't know why I thought Sheetz gave us socks. But I'm wearing the Bombas, and they come up damn near to my knee, which I love.
All sniffing your thigh, huh?
Yeah, a little calf hug.
Whew.
I like it snug against my calf. You know, I don't like low socks. I like the higher up it creeps, the better for me.
All right. What's up, Jord?
Baby, turn around and let me see that sexy body go bump, bump, bump.
That's random. We're not. What year is that from?
It's the last song I heard. It's been stuck in my head since I pumped my gas at Quick Fill.
Okay.
I was playing at Quick Fill?
No, I was playing in the car. And I was singing it as I was pumping gas.
I was going to say, Quick Fill strikes me more of like a Dierks Bentley type of place, not a smooth R&B spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Quick Fill is definitely like a Toby Keith.
Yeah, it's a Keith spot.
Shout out to Quick Fill, though, but since when do you have to pump your own gas there? Every time I go, I have to do it myself.
I think that's their shtick. Just like in New Jersey, they have a law where you have to let somebody else pump your own gas, I think.
You have to?
Yeah, I think it's illegal. You'll get thrown in the slammer.
To pump your own gas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at Quick Fill, you have to pump your own gas now, I believe. So it's the opposite.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. What's happening, everybody? Dustin here with the Top 6 Podcast. I'm joined by my two young, handsome, hunky brothers, Jordan and Chad, the birthday boy. Say hello.
What up, what up? Bills make me want to shout. Happy birthday, Chad.
Love hello, you. Yes. Welcome to January, the leadoff of the year. And you know what? I'm going to be a diva. It's my month. It's my month, so welcome. Come on in. It's nice. It's not really warm, but, you know, the feeling's warm. So, you know, birthday boy here.
Chad,
yeah.
You may have been born in the leadoff month, but you sure as shit don't have leadoff speed. I mean, the only thing you're quick at is in the bedroom.
Oh, wow. What are you?
Trying out some off-the-cuff stand-up material there, a little roasting the little baby
1977
brother.
Bar mitzvah host wants his material back.
Hey, it's Young Weasel here, a little
hey.
half-redhead boy.
Hey, my suit's $4. You know, I went down, and they were like, hey, it's $5. I was like, yo, it's $4 less. It's like, what is that material, Jordy? Get out of here. That delivery?
All right, so let's get started. So Chad's birthday is coming up here on the 18th, so a couple days after this episode drops. He was born back in 1993. Chad, tell the people what topic we're doing that deals with your year this episode.
So, yeah, the episode we are doing, first of all, my birthday this year falls on Martin Luther King month. Definitely a top six American and historical figure. So proud to share the day with him. Is, you know, I feel like the day is mostly his, but, you know, I was born on that one. So I'll shout him out. But this time, this episode, we're focusing on songs from 1993, because that was the year I popped out of my mom's V.
Oh, boy. Mom, we apologize.
I think she might have heard that before. Just because it rhymes, I say it every year. So, yeah, it's disgusting. But, yeah, it's songs from 1993. Let's do it.
1993, much more by
Here's a question for you guys real quick. You ever pinpoint 9 months before you were born what the, like, top song was, what the top movie was? What was the vibe when, you know, you became a thing, when you were invented, I'll say?
Well, I was born March 85, so I've done a little bit of research, not too thorough, but Ghostbusters was huge in June of 84. So I'm picturing Mom and Dad going to the drive-in in Portville and Dan Aykroyd just heating up the screen, and then they heated up the bedroom later on.
All right. I actually just looked mine up, so that mine would be January of 1982, since I was born in September.
Ah, New Year's knocking.
Listen to this. This is perfect, though. I mean, I didn't look at all of the songs that popped up, but we got two songs here that pretty much traded number ones. Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
Oh.
So Physical. Dad was probably like, all right, hey, Funk, listen to this song. And then the other song that's on here is I Can't Go For That by Hall & Oates.
That was her. Was that
damn,
her response?
Two good cuts.
So call and response. All right, so a couple shout-outs here. Let's give a shout-out to the Bracketeers Twitter account. We were in another podcast tourney. We got past the first round against the Gym Class Villains in an epic comeback. But we did fall short in the second round to the podcast called So Horrified. So congrats to them. You know, it's tough out there to get votes. I think we had to compete with a network, and they were hard. They were doing their Twitter thing with, like, retweets.
It's hard out there for a pod, you know?
It is. So another shout-out to, you know, we'll do a shout-out. As of right now, this could change by the time this episode drops. But shout out to the Buffalo Bills and the Bills Mafia and the Green Bay Packers still in the playoffs.
Damn right. Damn right. It's an exciting time right now.
It is. It is exciting for competition. And you know what? I feel like even if our teams lose, we'll go out with our heads held high and accept the loss, which, you know, is nice to see every now and then. But it's all fair competition. And absolutely. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're not only listening to the Birthday Boy, you're listening to the Fantasy Football Champ.
That's right.
Congratulations, Chad. Hell yeah. Congrats,
team
bro.
Deep Injection started off 0-3. We made a shit ton of waivers, spent pretty much all our money, and turned it right around. So next year, Deeper Injection coming back, well, deeper. So I love
the sequel.
Congratulations. You really did turn it around, and yeah, let's go ahead and get this. Let's get this episode started. But first, if the Packers and Bills make the Super Bowl, you guys.
Oh my God! We're gonna have to come up with a juicy, juicy bet. Yeah.
Yes.
I still owe you a bet.
Jim. Yeah, you owe us some wings. We'll cash in.
I do.
I think the place we were trying to get it now takes orders online. So.
Okay.
It's the new era, online era. But yeah, we'll have to come up
let
with
me know,
some
okay?
Bills Packers. Hell yeah. That'd be great to see in general. So
it would.
They're like two teams no one hates. No, but nobody hates those teams. Get out of here, you know? So
yeah, some people hate them. Mm-hmm. Packers, yeah. Bears fans, Vikings fans.
All right, let's do this. 93.
All right, let's get this trivia question going.
Hold on. So top six songs from 1993 at Top Six Pod on Twitter. If you're just joining us, Middle Bro Jordy asked me and the Weasel Birthday Boy a trivia question to see who knocks off their list first. So, Jord, have at it, bud.
All right, here's a question. What's the capital of Austria? Sorry, I'm chewing on popcorn, guys.
My God. Austria?
Austria.
Sausage. Vienna.
Dustin is correct. Congrats, boa.
It was on the tip of my tongue. Like, sausage is on the tip of your tongue when you eat it.
Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage.
Well, I guess I'm going
the
third.
The birthday boy loses.
Yeah,
sorry,
I guess I'm going
Chad.
Third, just like real life.
All right. So, yeah, I'll go first. I usually do a rapid fire. I'm going to keep it quick, but I'm going to sing to you guys, see if you can guess my songs. It won't be that hard.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Okay. So, ground rules. The songs had to be released in 1993 or chart on the Billboard 100 in 1993. It's up to you. So, all right. So here we go. Top six songs from 1993. And before I get started, this was hard to do because it pushed a lot of memory buttons in my brain for all these songs. So
word.
All right. So here we go. Number six. Ready? And just blurt it out if you know it. Wise men say,
oh. I can't help falling in love with you.
UB40. Yep.
I can't help falling in love by UB40, number six. Number five, she had the need to feel the thunder.
That Summer by Garth
Brooks. Number five, That Summer by Garth Brooks. Number four, Call You Up in the Middle of the Night.
Runaway Train by...
yeah. Soul Asylum.
Runaway Train by Soul Asylum. Number three, you packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, want to thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, boot?
Oh, Rum Shaker.
Shoop.
Shoop.
Oh, shit.
Salt and Pepper.
No, Chad, Shoop. Number three, Shoop by Salt and Pepper.
Shoop. Damn it.
All right, number two, this might be my dark horse, okay? This might be my dark horse. So, are you guys ready? Number two, top six songs from 1993. Yo, back up now and give a brother room. The fuse is lit. And I'm a
boom, shake, shake, shake the room. DJ Jazzy Jeff and
Fresh Prince. Shake the room. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. I realized I know every single word to that song. And damn. There's a cool.
Did you not realize that you did?
Not so really.
That song like Jason Bourne you? Yeah. Whoa, I can kick ass.
It's like Coolio's 1, 2, 3, 4, something new. I know every single word to that song too. And then number one, I don't have to go far into this because you guys are going to know. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3,
raw,
4.
There's
check.
Rump Shaker.
Rump Shaker's Rex and Effect.
Rump
Party. You know,
all right, so I have a lot of honorable mentions, but let me run that back. Number six, top six songs from 1993. I Can't Help Falling in Love by UB40. That Summer by Garth Brooks, number five. Number four, Runaway Train by Soul Asylum. Number three, Shoop by Salt and Pepper. Number two, Boom Shake the Room by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And number one, Rump Shaker by Rex.
Nice.
Jordy,
man,
do it, baby.
That's a good ass playlist right there, brother. All right, a little bit of crossover, but not too much. Mine's quite a bit different, and you might see some songs on this list that were on my top six 90s rap songs. Okay, here we go. Number six, That Summer by Garth Brooks. That was number one on my Garth list, so. All right, number five, Dream Lover, Mariah Carey.
You're a Mariah boy.
Crickets, you guys? Dude, I love old school Mariah. She's great.
Christmas song you were freaking fighting for.
All right, Chad, you mentioned a party playlist for Dusty's. I can't believe he didn't have this on his list. Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Chad, you love OPP. How can you not
love Hip Hop Hooray? There's a big gap between those, I think.
Dude, they're both great anthems and party songs.
Hey, let's
Hip Hop raise the class.
Let's make it clear that just because these songs aren't on my top six list doesn't mean I don't like them, because they're all bangers.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
I can't believe you didn't have this one either. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Damn.
All right, and these, number two and number one, they were both on my top six 90s rap songs. I got Dr. Dre featuring Snoop, Nothing But a G Thang, number two.
Ooh, number two, huh?
Heavy hitter, big dick swinging. Here's number one, Ice Cube. It was a good day.
Today was a good day? Is that what he said?
Yeah, it was a good day, Ice
Cube,
number one.
Wow, was it hard to pick that over Nothing But a G Thang?
No, just like top six 90s rap songs. That was number
Why
two.
Why do you like that one more?
Dude, just the story it paints and the beat and just, yeah, it's one of my favorite songs ever.
Hey, it's good.
Can't argue.
Jordy.
I mean, it's not a party slapper like Hip Hop Hooray and G-Thang and Boom Shake the Room, but it's a classic and I love it.
Yeah. I think rap was just right before like the next generation of rappers really took over. It was kind of like the tail end of the late 80s rappers, you know, or whatever, or early 90s. But like as soon as like 94, 95 happened, it was like I think rap just like exploded. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like all the artists that came on the scene. And there's you could even hear it in the R&B songs from 1993. Like it's kind of like the end of the like the very end of that 80s sound.
New Jack Swing. It was like a New Jack Swing, Teddy Riley, Babyface vibe.
Tell you what, I fucking hate that Billy Joel River Dreams song, by the way.
In the middle of the night.
That's not my honorable mention, man.
It's not on mine, but I have like 800
that, for
songs
some reason, I just get
that's
mad
not one of
when
them.
I hear it. It's like he's patronizing me.
It's his O-Town Liquid Dreams song. Just
all right, Jordy. Like,
bottom
hey,
of the
Jordy,
barrel.
Run those back, and then.
All right, I'm going to run it back. Trust me, Daddy. Number six, Garth Brooks, That Summer. Number five, Dream Lover, Mariah Carey. Number four, Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature. Number three, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Number two, Dr. Dre, Nothing But a G-Thang. Number one, It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube.
All right. Ooh, man.
I got so many songs on my...
Wait, what was the crossover here between you guys?
Garth. Oh. That was it.
Garth.
Troil. Mr. Troil. Troil boy. That Summer.
Wow.
Jeez.
Don't be a hater.
Because I don't have any of Dusty's songs on my
list. Oh, my God. Do you have some of mine?
Maybe.
All right, birthday boy. You're up.
Damn.
Yeah, all right. Hear it, champ.
Top six songs of 1993. Number six by Johnny Williams, Jurassic Park theme song.
What? Did that chart?
Who cares? Fuck the chart.
It has to just come out in that year, though. It doesn't have to chart. It has to chart if it came out in 92.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No matter what, it's going to find a way on my list.
There's a dinosaur, fucking dinosaur.
Exactly, yeah. Jordy, dissing freaking Jurassic Park, wow. Samuel L. Jackson.
That wasn't even on your Blockbusters list, Chad. It was on mine, not
bullshit.
Yours.
What? Wait, it wasn't on mine?
I don't think so.
Yeah, whatever. It's a great 1993 track, Jurassic Park theme song. Number five.
Oh, my Number God. Five. That's a real party slapper.
I have Loser by Beck.
That was 93, yeah. Huh?
I think so. I mean, it was on.
Oh, good research.
Hold on.
Was it? Because every list I looked at, it said I didn't actually. I don't fucking.
You got to do some digging. I know that this is just a random side note here, Jeremy by Pearl Jam was originally in 1993, but it got re-released, and that's when it got popular in 95.
All right.
Okay.
Oh,
so I don't know if that happened with Beck. That seems a little early. Yeah, you're going to have to revamp that and your number 8, six.
1993.
Dusty.
Oh, 94 re-release.
Yeah, that's when it got popular. Dusty, can I get a backup?
Dog, amen. It came out in 93, just like me. It's not like they put me back in and was like, 94 is the re-release.
It didn't really, it didn't start getting popular until 94.
Wow, dude. You're scrutinizing every one of my picks, man.
Hey. Yeah, your picks suck so far, Chad. I like Loser, but it's not 93.
It is. March fucking 8.
Re-release.
Relate means it happened before.
Dusty.
All right, here's the ruling. It's Chad's birthday month, so it's up to him.
I think it's 1993, and it started that alternative freaking sound whenever grunge was huge, and he was kind of doing this sort of chill, floaty type sound where his lyrics didn't make any sense and he wasn't necessarily making a huge grungy statement. I love it. He had staying power. Beck's still a thing. That was the beginning. Loser. Jordy, you're a loser. Number four.
All right, move on. It was a good move day on. By number Ice four. Move on.
Scrutinize that.
Wow, crossover.
Yeah.
No, great pick, Chad. Great pick.
It's a good day when you don't get any list
you've ever made.
It was a good day in January 18th.
Best pick since Brad Pitt. Best pick since
number
Brad Pitt.
Three. You might give me shit for this because I don't know if it charted because you're all about the corporate charts. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
I have no discrepancies with that either. That's one of the best songs of all time.
Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang Cream. number two, I think this would be in like a vocals Olympics. Like this track just shows off just some of the best vocals ever. It's I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. I think this was the number one song when I was born, which I assume
we're getting
mom
there,
softly you know. Sang to me as she cradled me is I Will Always Love You.
A little bit of crossover there. Not quite Steve Francis circa 02, but we're getting there.
No, number one, Nothing But a G Thing. How about now?
Oh, we got crossover here. We got Allen Iverson type crossover. Man, 05.
I can't get over that. Wow, wow, wow,
wow, wow, wow. Yeah, some of the smoothest flows you'll ever hear. One, two, three, into the foe.
That's how I'm going to teach my kid to count. It's like that when they count to four, they say three into the foe. So, I'll run it back. Birthday Boy, run it back. Jurassic Park, theme song by Johnny Williams. Number six, number five. Loser by Beck. Number four. I should have busted out the guitar for that. I have a slide. Number four is A Good Day by Ice Cube. Number three, Cash Rules Everything Around Me by Wu-Tang Clan. Number two, And I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Number one, Nothing But a G Thing, baby.
Ooh, what a year. Damn.
Yeah, they're lucky. Wynwood was quiet that year. They're all lucky.
Yeah, we got
he was plotting. He was scheming.
We got to figure out a year to do where Wynwood was the big dick.
Oh,
there.
Man.
Was that 86?
I think I don't know. Jordy's birth year, 85, they just missed the Wynwood bullet. I think he had some 84 shit that was big. Higher Love.
84?
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. We could do every year. I mean, dating from 1970 onward. So
I'd say we do 1900 until now.
Okay.
1900?
Freaking yeah, I'd have no clue.
Some
music. Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead. There is some crossover here. So take a quick break. Shout out some unofficial sponsors. Of course, Sheets.
Not Sheets. This is a quick fill episode.
Oh, Quick Phil.
Quick Phil.
Yep.
And the Quick Phil boys. Man.
That hurt Quick Phil saying that.
Of course, Straub Beer.
Straub Beer. What else?
Bombas.
Bombas. Hell yeah. Calf huggers.
Bombas.
Hell of a product.
Yep.
I love their socks. They hug your calves just to the point of not losing circulation, which is a good feeling. That's it.
I'm an ankle or I like quarter socks or ankle socks or mid. I don't like the calf huggers.
Calf huggers. Hell yeah.
I like them both. All right. So let's do some honorable mentions. I'm just going to run through a couple of mine. And I also, my research assistant wanted me to make sure to let everybody know that if she was doing this, one of her top six songs in 1993 would be A Whole New World.
Thought about
it. Oh, hell yeah.
I'm surprised
dude.
You didn't put that on there, man.
a new fantastic point.
No one to tell us no, or where to go,
or where to go.
To say we're only dreaming. Oh,
that's better than the Jurassic Park song. Chad.
Hold on to your butts.
Nah, man. All right, so a couple of honorable mentions for me. All Apologies by Nirvana. I Would Walk 500 Miles by The Proclaimers. What's Up, Four Non-Blondes. Hip Hop Hooray, I Will Always Love You. River of Dreams was on mine.
Oh,
and then, Chad. It Was a Good Day. And then this is more nostalgia. Eric Spieth, if you're listening, Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly came out that year.
Oh.
And then I also want to give a shout out to my buddy Aaron Starkey out in Westerville, Ohio. So whenever he brought the term shoulder twang into my life. So shoulder twang is basically any country song that just makes you bop, makes your shoulders go up and down. A little shoulder twang.
Yeah.
Chattahoochee. Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson.
Okay.
Major shoulder twang. So there we go. That's my honorable mention.
That kind of reminds me of like Roadhouse. You're hanging out at that bar, they're playing music, you're just shoulder twanging and having a good old time.
Shoulder twanging, and you're throwing bottles at the fucking musician, and then you're banging some broad in the break room.
Barn.
Yep.
In the break room barn. Yeah.
Handlebar mustache.
That's right, George.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a list as long as War and Peace. Oh my God, it's so long.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, Knockin' the Boots by H-Town. Somebody rockin' Knockin' the Boots. I got Rump Shaker on there. Insane in the Brain by Cypress Hill. Whoop, There It Is, Tag Team. Boom Shake the Room. Linger by Cranberries. That's a good one. Seven by Prince. Living on the Edge by Aerosmith. Also, shout out to Eric Spieth. We used to play that on the jukebox at the Port Freeze.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Tupac, I Get Around. Keep Your Head Up by Tupac. Blind Melon, No Rain. Four Non-Blondes, What's Up. Plush by Stone Temple Pilots. What's My Name by Snoop Dogg. And Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz.
Damn. I mean, what yeah, a I year. Had Are You Gonna Holy Go My shit. Way. Blind Melon, No Rain. Rump Shaker. But of course, Jurassic Park out. Beat all of them, so naturally.
Oh, and I gotta put A Whole New World, A Whole New World on my list.
The only other thing that I whoops, jeez, I just dropped my laptop. Damn it, new sponsor, Apple. Oh, you hook us up. I also just wrote Everybody Hurts Sucks.
You don't like that song?
Why does it exist? It's pointless. It sucks.
Dude, it's a mood.
It ruins moods. Yeah, Shasta agrees. It's a piece of shit.
Now, I get what you're saying. Sometimes there's just songs that suck. Like,
dude, you know what the worst song of all time is? Is Cotton Eye Joe. I cannot stand that fucking song. Right, that's the worst song.
Simply
ever.
Having a Wonderful Christmas Time and Roxanne by The Police is terrible as well.
We got to do top six worst songs ever.
It's kind of like I don't know these. Some artists, they get in the studio and it's like, man, there's so many other bands and artists that want to be in there and you're doing that. Come on. You know, another one is that I Love You Always Forever, Near and Far, Always Together. Really? No one was like, this is
I don't
lame.
Mind that one. That one's not terrible.
It sounds like they're sleeping.
I Love You Always Forever.
It sounds like they're sleeping. Like sleep singing. I don't know.
All right, boys, so let's knock out this ultimate 1993 top six songs list. So number one and two, I'm going to probably suggest Nothing But a G Thang at number one.
Ooh. Yeah.
One.
You love that song too, Dusty, don't you? I mean, shit, yeah, it's too. Such a chill vibe. Like, you feel cool. Just listen.
You know what a good song is, and I see it charted in 93 as well, is Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover. Chad probably hates it.
It's not that great.
I don't hate it.
Sexy song, I think.
Everybody Hurts. Anyways, we got a good number one. All right, let's all find common ground here.
Yeah, so Nothing But a G Thing by Dre and Snoop, number one. I'm just looking at your crossover because I don't have I Will Always Love You by what? Oops, I put Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston.
Ooh, Dusty. Sexist, misogynist, racist, all the above.
So I think maybe that one. I like Chad's little, whatever it's called there. Is it an idiom or simile or metaphor? The Singing Olympics.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that should be number two.
Seriously, like, didn't she sing national anthem at the Bills Super Bowl? One of the Bills.
Yeah, she did. I think Bills versus Giants.
Yeah, it's probably the best rendition of the Star Spangled Banner I've ever seen. I remember it. I was what, nine years old when that one happened. So yeah, I
she was one that like you just put up like if there was an Olympics, the United States would put her for like however long she was doing her thing, you know, because like she would have just killed everybody.
For sure. And also
so good.
Also, Mariah Carey would be on the Olympics too.
Yeah, she would have been the Leitner, the Christian Leitner on the crew.
Hey,
that's your girl.
Made the team.
True. All right. So number one, ultimate top six songs of 1993. Number one, Nothing But a G Thing. Number two, I Will Always Love You. So we've got It Was a Good Day is on both of your lists. I mean, I'm good with that too.
Yeah,
that's probably what I would suggest is number three. And then after that, it's going to be, you know, I want to see a couple, you know, I want to see Garth on there because it's on Me and Jordy.
Hey, Dust, you know what I'm surprised you didn't have is Informer by Snow. That charted in 92 and 93.
Yeah. I've just got sick of that song, I think.
Too dated.
What do you mean too dated, Chad? It's 93. They're all around the same era. They're all 27, 28 years ago. What are you talking
about? No staying power. It's got that Vanilla Ice lane. It's a meme song, dude.
So it's Jurassic Park theme.
That's what Jurassic World's based on. Little twerp. Don't give me shit. Damn.
All right. So I want to get your thoughts on. So obviously, I know Chad doesn't like Garth Brooks that much, but That Summer is a banger. I'd be all right with putting that at number six, and then we got to figure out four and five.
All right, I like the rain. Like throwing Garth on there gives us that, you know, we go from Nothing But a G Thing to Garth Brooks, and I'm all about the range. I like that, and I don't. Yeah, he's Jordy. You saw him live, didn't you? Isn't he one hell of a damn showman?
I did. He's a great showman.
I appreciate that.
Like I said, so much energy. So much energy.
I've seen people live just phone that shit in. Like they already got their check, you know.
He doesn't. He pulled doubles like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. He did like two shows per night.
Damn.
Sold out both of them too.
I mean, he's got Entertainer of the Year for, you know, multiple times. So. All right, so let's do – we got top six songs in 1993, the ultimate list. We got one, two, three, and six done. We got number one, Nothing But a G Thing. Number two, I Will Always Love You. Number three, It Was a Good Day. Number six, That Summer by Garth Brooks. So we got I need to see Boom Shake the Room or Rump Shaker on this
list. We need a party freaking let loose song. I agree. I don't really have one on mine, really. So, like, that or Shoop or something.
I think more people know, like, I know every word to Boom Shake the Room, but I think more people are going to recognize Rump Shaker or Shoop, Shoop, Da-doop.
I'd say give it to Shoop.
Yeah.
I'd say give it to Shoop, yeah.
I think Shoop is the better song because the verses are, I mean, Rump Shaker's good. Like, is Teddy ready with the 1-2, but, like, the Shoop stuff is just the verses themselves are pretty sweet. And I remember that video too. I almost put I Get Around by, because Tupac. Of the video. Jordy, you know what I'm talking about. He's probably like 20, 21.
Oh, yeah. It's
just
such
like
a great
shirt off.
Party just scene,
like,
just loving it, living it up.
I think Shoop. Or
Yeah, Shoop. I got to add that to my honorable mentions. I forgot to.
All right. All right. So we got to, I'm going to put that at number four. So we have number five to go. So we've got
Dream Lover, Mariah, or It Was a Good Day.
It Was a Good Day is already on there. Number three.
Okay. Okay. What about Hip Hop Hooray, Chad?
Wait, number five. We're talking about number five. I think we got enough hip hop. I think we got enough hip hop.
Yeah.
Oh, so Mariah Carey, then Loser. We need a more pop song, more of a pop Loser. Song on there.
Wait, I have the perfect song because it's very, it's grungy, but it's melodic. Call you up in the middle.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
I gotta add that to my honorable mentions.
Do you know why?
I
like that song.
Do you remember that video?
Is because of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There's an episode where Dee sings it, and she's just drunk and throws pee out the window on a road trip. And it's just so sad, but
yeah, we need a little bit from every genre.
It's and that catchy, would fit in perfectly, though, too, you know. Yeah.
So you guys,
sad song too, isn't it?
You guys are good with "Runaway Train" by Soul Asylum.
Hold on, number five.
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah, I guess.
Oh, Chad, here we go,
birthday boy. Know. Yeah, it's good. Better than that Gin Blossom song. You know we gotta try to say goodbye. You know we gotta go way too
Dude, that's
mine.
A good song.
I
don't
know,
be hating
I
on
actually,
Gin.
Like listened to it earlier, and I was like, it's kind of like, I don't know. Runaway Train seems more like, I don't know, like he's not joking. Like it sounds like someone that's doing an impression of a singer like that in the Gin Blossom. I don't know. That's just a weird genre because it was right before all that shit blew up, like alternative music, you know?
Yeah. Well, I like Runaway Train. This, you know, we didn't really mention, you guys were talking about the music video for Shoop and everything, but the music video for Runaway Train had a bunch of like missing kids on milk cartons and shit.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. So it raised awareness, cool. A socially conscious song right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. All right. So we got nice. It. So we got the top six songs from 1993 Ultimate List, according to the Top Six Podcast Boys. Number one, Nothing But a G Thing by Dre and Snoop. Number two, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Number three, It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. Number four, Shoop by Salt and Peppa. Number five, Runaway Train by Soul Asylum. And number six, I Went to Work for Her That Summer by Garth Brooks, making another appearance on the Top Six Podcast, folks.
Damn, that's a solid ass.
Yeah, Garth climbing the ranks. Wow.
Hey, his.
Yeah,
his
he is.
Top six Garth Brooks songs is one of our top listens.
Wow. Awesome. Troil fans.
So is Eminem. Eminem song. Eminem songs is up there too.
Also,
so.
Whitney Houston is the nice. only woman on our list, right? Or no, Shoop. We got Shoop, right?
No, we got.
Because I was prepared
Peppa too.
If that did happen. She has a song called "I'm Every Woman," and it's like, there you go. But
yeah,
but we got Shoop. Hell yeah! Shout out to Jesselyn Penvos. I'm pretty sure there's a video I saw where she rapped all of Shoop. She's a friend of ours. Wrapped all of Shoop at a bar, and I'd love to see that live
nice.
And record it for our podcast. Who knows? But great song.
Link us up with that, Daddy.
That would be
trust me, Daddy.
That would be a good song to do for karaoke. Actually, that'd be good.
Yep, she killed it.
That'd be a good one. All right. Well, hey guys, we are done with this episode. We'll be back next week with some obesity, kidney damage, tooth decay, and certain cancers. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Let's go Bills.
Go
Let's go Buffalo.
Yoink!